Ooh, let's listen to some fictional radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is You Got Harmed, the spookiest new addition to KUOW's podcast catalog. But first, let's run away from that ghost and hear from this episode's sponsor. Boo. Is someone currently breaking into your house? Did they steal your dead grandma's favorite necklace? Well, screw them with our sponsor of the day, Doom Alarm. With instant laser beam tech and enough energy to power a town, you'll never get broken into again. It worked so well that when someone broke into my house this morning, the perp was gone by the time I got up. Click the link in the description for 20% off Doom Alarm with the code YOUGOTDOOMED. And now, let's start with the episode. Today, we are going to talk about crime, and I am excited.
Hey, your energy is great, but can you move a bit to the right? You're not fully getting picked up by the mic.
What? Sure. Okay. This is going to be a wild episode of You Got Harmed, so get ready. But this is different. Last week, in my hometown of Belfair, Washington, we were thrown, catapulted even, into the national news because of a girl everyone knew, everyone loved, who suddenly went missing. Her name is Gracie Robinson. Gracie spelled with a Y. Why, you may ask? I don't know. I'm not her parents, but what I do know is that she was an 18-year-old girl who was in the depths of her senior year, getting Starbucks and eating pizza while applying to her colleges like every other teen. She loved the local summer camp where she made new friends and felt at home. She was smart and loved playing tennis.
I thought it was baseball.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Yes, she played baseball and was really good at it, I think. She had a bright future ahead of her, but people said that she was always a bit down, and no one knew why. Not even the town therapist, who said,
"She was sad sometimes, but she had a lot of friends."
Gracie had an older brother who went to UCLA, and a mom and dad who loved her dearly, and her dog, Deyes, who loved her even more. This is our story to tell.
Wait, why is it our story?
It's our town, silly. Today, we're going on a trip around town to relive Gracie's last day. Maybe we'll be able to get into her head and think of where she could be. Now, let's start our day. We're going to get into Gracie's mindset by going to Starbucks. I will be ordering Gracie's favorite drink, a matcha latte with light ice. I already placed my order online, so now we're just waiting for them to call my name.
Online order for Gracie, matcha latte.
Ooh, that's me.
You told them your name is Gracie?
Well, duh. I'm Gracie for today.
Here's your drink. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Wow, you guys, this is so good. I mean, for someone who is dead, she had really good taste. But uh-oh, Gracie's lactose intolerant, which means we've got to go to the bathroom.
Why would she order a drink with milk if it'll make her go to the bathroom?
Well, this is a coffee shop. Everything makes you go to the bathroom. Anyway, let's visit Gracie's favorite bathroom stall.
How do you know it's her favorite?
Let's go. Okay, I'm in the bathroom now. It reeks. Let's see if we can find any clues. Wait, I see something behind the toilet. I think it's a letter. I wonder what it says.
The one who looks, the one who finds, for the mystery as slowly unbinds, with a drink that led to her demise, with a lock of hair she had to rise to leave her killer, who wasn't very wise.
Oh my God, I think Gracie is trying to tell us something. I wonder what this could mean. Let's investigate. Wait, what the heck was that? I don't know what's going on. I see something on the mirror. It says run in blood. Wait. Oh, it's just strawberry frappe sauce. Ha ha, I guess it's fine then. That was weird. Whatever. I think it's time to move on to the next part of Gracie's day. So, after Starbucks, Gracie walked to school, but didn't stay for long. By second period, she was begging to go home early. According to the school nurse,
she came to me and said her stomach.
Anyway, she was going home to do homework, but she started to stumble on the way there. And she passed out by the bushes just a block away from her house. So sad, she almost made it.
Hey, where'd you read that? I don't remember hearing about her stumbling.
We're at her house! It's so small, it's like our shed. Oh, just kidding, it's more like a cabin. It's so cute. Wait, I see someone. Oh my God, you're the neighbor?
Huh? What did you say?
Wow, such raw emotions. Now we are going to the house and we will knock to let them know that we are here.
Are they expecting us?
Nope. Belfair PD, I'm here for Christopher Robinson. Open up.
Wait, why would you do that?
I think I see someone coming.
Hello, who are you?
Oh my gosh, hi, how are you?
I'm not feeling well, please leave.
We're with You Got Harmed. We wanted to talk to you for our channel.
Hey buddy, can you let us inside? The mic's picking up the wind.
No, please leave.
Okay, thanks. Wow, I can't believe we're actually inside. Look, her photo is on the wall. Come here, check it out.
Aw, she looks so happy here. Take a pic of that.
Got it. Nice. We can use this for the intro.
Okay, we can talk, but please don't take pictures.
Ooh, sir, could you get in front of the picture of Gracie? We need a good thumbnail. Just look sad or something. Oh my god, her eyebrows are horrendous in this photo.
What are you trying to do here? If you want to talk with me, then we can talk, but if you're going to be disrespectful, then please just leave.
Okay. Let's sit down somewhere.
Okay, great. What do you want to ask me?
Okay, so I know Gracie is missing, but how do you feel?
Well, I feel terrible. She was the light of my life, and now she's missing. It's been hard, but I hope the police find her soon. I need her back.
Wow. That's, so sad.
Sam, could you try that one more time? Scooch in closer to the mic, please.
Oh, yeah. Good catch. Wow. That's, so sad. I'm really sorry for you.
Great. Much better.
Okay. So, do you know who could have killed her?
Wait, what did you say?
Who could have taken her?
No. You said killed. Why do you think she's dead?
Okay, I think we should go now. You're obviously going crazy. Babe, let's get out.
Get that microphone out of my face.
Uh-oh.
You people don't know anything.
Well, that was fun. But wait, I forgot to ask why they named her Gracie with a Y.
Okay, but the audience doesn't know what just happened. We're recording from our phone now.
Basically, he took our mic, smashed it, and then told us to get the, and I quote, and this may be hard for young listeners to hear, so trigger warning, but get the out of my house, you stupid piece of. And by the end of that, we were out of the house. If this story goes viral, we might send him a cute fruit basket to his house. Or prison. I'm kidding, we can take that out. Oh. But it's getting late. Now, we must go home and debrief. What a unique day one. This sounds like it could be a much more complicated case than what we thought. It's almost like this was the perfect murder. Let's go.
Did you say murder again?
Speaking of murder, did you hear the sound of the squirrel running underneath the tires? Ah, I feel bad for it.
Okay, whatever. Let's just go home.
Why is the door open? Doom alarm. Who is home?
No one.
What the heck was that?
What? Stop pranking me, Derek.
No, what is that noise? It sounds like it's coming from the bathroom.
Okay, let's go see what it was.
Holy crap. I see a figure. It looks like a girl.
As I walked into the Starbucks bathroom, I knew something was off. I had a bad feeling not to go in. But these venti matcha green teas had me going to the bathroom every 5 seconds. Plus, I've got a size 0 bladder. As I went into my favorite stall, I debated bringing my drink with me, but that seemed weird. As I washed my hands and checked my eyebrows, I noticed my drink was in a different spot than where I left it, but I don't care. A girl's gotta have her matcha. I took a sip, perfect and smooth. Walking home, I felt something. Someone following me. My eyes got blurry. I felt dizzy. It all happened so fast. I fell to the ground. Right in there in front of you. You killed me.
Wait, you killed her?
Is the recorder off?
Yeah.
You know our viewership has been declining. Our last episode barely got 10 likes. I thought if I made a story, we could get on the case and reel in viewers again. I'm trying to get a diamond play button.
What are you talking about? We're doing fine.
Well, basically, I was at Starbucks, saw Gracie, saw her drink. It looked really good. Hated the way she did her eyebrows. Grabbed a bottle of window cleaner from behind the barista's counter and poured it into her drink when she wasn't looking. Oh, and then I followed her home, saw her pass out, took her to the wetlands, and pushed her into the water. Ha ha.
My eyebrows are the reason why I'm dead? You truly are a terrible person.
Wait, real quick, Gracie, can you say you got harmed into the mic?
You've been listening to a fictional podcast by Radioactive. This was produced by Rama Abdulaziz, Antonio Navarez, and Lynn Strober-Cohen, with help from Lucas Galarno and Kyle Norris. Edited by Mary Heisey. Special thanks to Kelsey Kupferer and the rest of the Radioactive team. And a big thank you to our voice actors, Charlotte Engraff, Lucas Galarno, and Antonio Navarez. And the Radioactive voiceover ensemble, Najuma Abutter, Rhea Beecher, Colin Yeen, Jennifer Nguyen, and Adar Abdi. Thank you for listening.